Julie heads into the forest. It's time to work.
It really is a beautiful forest.
She's here to take part in the first ever field study of the red-capped manga bee. Their habitat is disappearing fast. Every week in this region, loggers destroy an area of jungle the size of 25,000 football pitches, and hunters stalk the forest. The species is already extinct in some areas. Julie will focus on a large group of manga bees that live in this area of forest. At the end of the expedition, she will advise the Worldwide Fund for Nature and the Gabonese government on how to make sure the monkeys are safe here. Even for an experienced primatologist, the chance of studying a relatively unknown species is a rare opportunity. Local scientist Richard and tracker Zico will be Julie's guides. She wants to start by seeing how close she can get to the manga bees. These are wild animals. She might not be able to get within 100 feet of them, but the team finds a sign they're on the right trail. But 2 hours later, there's no sign of the manga bees themselves. Julie's about to call it a day when Zico sees something ahead. This loud bark is an alarm call, warning the rest of the monkeys that something's approaching. Most of the manga bees stay hidden, but a few young males hang back. The monkeys and the monkey scientist check each other out. Red-capped manga bees are only found in a small corner of Central Africa. They have very distinctive bright facial markings, unusual for forest primates. A shock of red hair, white cheek patches, and white flashes above their eyes. A long white-tipped tail completes the look.